Welcome to Haven Expert Series. Hi, it's Liz Lee from Haven Books here in High Rise, Hong Kong. Today I'm sitting with celebrated author Xu Shi, who will be answering some of our questions about her new novel, Habit of a Foreign Sky. Xu Shi, why are you calling this your women's novel?
Well, there's both a personal and a political reason for it being an old feminist. The personal one is that I had wanted to write what I thought I was writing my woman's novel with my last book on Walled City, and it turned out not to be that at all. But in that book, I did create Gail Cito, and afterwards, when I started writing Habit of a Foreign Sky, I realized that there were all these things I wanted to say about women's lives. But the political reason is still also personal. It's a book for my mother. It's a book for the woman who she might have been had she lived in a different time and place and didn't have the responsibilities of husband, children, family, and the ability to really just do the career that she wanted to do. She wanted to be a doctor and never did. She became a pharmacist instead. So, I mean, this is a no-compromise life, but of course, there's no such a thing, really, in the end.
Habit of a Foreign Sky is truly an international novel, with launches in New York, Singapore, and Hong Kong. How do you think it will be received differently around the world?
I think the difference will be really between Asia and the West. This is the way I see it. I think in the West, there will be much more interest in the Chinese aspect of the book, what it has to say about being modern Chinese in Hong Kong, what it has to say about Hong Kong today as a Chinese space, things of that nature. Whereas I think in Asia, it will be more the story of how a transnational, because many Asians that this would be targeted to would be transnational themselves and the complications of that kind of life. In some ways, I think of Asia as a more cosmopolitan place than the West, especially New York these days, which is so insular in some respects. But I think that that will be the dividing line. This has been the case for almost all my books previously, so I wouldn't be surprised if it continues down this path for this book too.
Thank you, Xu Shi, author of Habit of a Foreign Sky, available at www.havenbooksonline.com and amazon.com.